Aloha and hello there. It is your boy. It is your Capitan. How we doing, everybody? Let's get into this. Wow. Christmas is done. New Year's is on its way. Christmas was a madhouse over here, man. There was a lot going on. I mean, we were all over the place the entire day. Nonstop. It was nuts, but it was a very special Christmas. It was very nice. Very busy, but very nice. It was one of those that was just good for the soul. You know, we saw a lot of people, saw a lot of family. The boys were very excited. Seeing the magic in their eyes, always a wonderful thing to see. Just, you can't help but love it. But I won't lie. I'm a little relieved that it's over. You know, we had a lot of Halloween stuff, a lot of, you know, then we had Thanksgiving, then we had Christmas. Just those 3 months, it's a lot. It's a lot of breaking your routine, breaking your day-to-day base regular to, you know, celebrate something. And there's a season involved and there's a lot of busyness going on. There's a lot of parties, a lot of eating. So I'm ready for the new year to hit so we can kind of get back to being in sync with our goals and with our plans and reaching to the future and progressing to the future. So that's kind of what today's episode is going to be about. Kind of a look forward to in 2024, what we're looking forward to doing, what my goals are, that kind of fun thing, and how maybe you can set yourself up for success in 2024. But before we do that, let's do our deep breathing. Let's focus on that for a second here. Here we go. Big deep breath, double inhale. Control the exhale. We're going to do one thankful for. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Big inhale. Big exhale. I am thankful for the opportunity to go into 2024 with my head on straight. Last year, I went in 2024, all discombobulated. This year, my head's on straight. Now, I've talked in the past. I'm not a huge fan of New Year's resolutions because most of the time, people don't keep them. I looked into what my New Year's resolution was last year. I wrote it down. I haven't written these down because I'm not going to this year. I'm not going to follow anything major. I'm going to do a couple simple things. And then once I achieve those simple things, I'm going to keep adding on to them. And that's what we're going to talk about in just a second. But I'm just not a huge fan of New Year's resolutions. It shouldn't be this new year, new me thing. It should be, no. I don't like the trajectory of my life at the moment. I am in control of it. I'm not going to wait for a new day, a new month, a new opportunity. I'm going to start making those changes now. I'm going to start manifesting the change I want to see in my life right now. I don't want to wait any longer. So that's why I'm not a huge New Year's resolutions fan. I've also been in the gym my entire adult life working, and it's the most nuts time of the year working in a gym. So it's a lot of seeing people come in very motivated and they don't stay. And to me, that's just, it's frustrating and it's sad that these people are so inspired and then out of the blue, they're just like, nah, I'm done. I'm over it. So I have my theories as to why that is. I feel like we as a society set, and this might sound bad to some people, but bear with me, we set too large of goals. We don't set obtainable goals. We are creatures of habit. We want to see success. We want to see the successes stacking on top of each other. So some people call this success stacking. And that's kind of what I'm going to do in 2024. So I look at my life right now. Where am I struggling? Mental health is something that, I put a lot of emphasis into my physical health in 2023. My eating, my working out, my recovery, my sleep, have all things I have put a lot of effort into by making small changes. And that's my goal for 2024, but with my mental health, more meditation, more journaling, more sitting in silence out in nature, more nature walks, more silence. Silence is hard for me, but I need to do it. So 2024, it's as simple as I want to meditate for 10 minutes a day. 10 minutes a day is not, that's not a drastic thing, 5 to 10 minutes. Or when I'm doing my cold plunge, I do my affirmations, or I do my meditation in the ice plunge. Or if I'm driving and I have a 20-minute lull period where I can just sit and be in the moment and clear the mind. A lot of self-exploration mentally is something that I'm trying to do. I want to do an episode in the future on Enneagrams. Very interesting topics. I've been in the trenches the last 3 days because I found out what number I am and I'm not a fan of it. But the fact that I don't like what number I am is a sign that that is my number. And that's now an opportunity for me to learn more about myself and dive into why am I a number three? Why do I, or why am I a three wing two? And why is that so, and why is that so triggering to me? Why am I so bothered by that? And, you know, if I am a three, what are some ways for me to overcome stresses? What are some signs that I am starting to be an unhealthy three? What are signs I'm being a healthy three? So it's a really amazing opportunity for people like us who want to learn about ourselves. It's an opportunity for us to grow. It's an opportunity for us to develop. It's an opportunity for us to move and push forward. And that's my goal for 2024. It's simple. Nothing about my goals for 2024 are these hefty, large goals. I look back at last year and I had some that were just out of this world. And then what happens is if you know, life happens, you look back and it's already April and you're like, shit, I haven't done any of this. Then you get frustrated, then you get discouraged. So I'm trying what I've been doing with my body and my sleep, which is starting small and letting that small little ripple turn into four ripples and then eight ripples, then 16 and then 32 and then 64. And they just keep getting bigger and bigger. It's all about the ripples. And that's what I'm going to try to do in 2024. I'm going to try to replicate what I've done with my body, with my mental health. I also have some work-related goals for 2024. But that's beside the point. That's not a main objective of mine in 2024. My main objective in 2024 is to get back on my mental state. I've put a lot of effort into my physical. And I think in 2024, I want to put a lot of effort into my mental. And I think I'm going to. I think I'm gonna, and I think it's gonna be good. So a couple job slash working goals this year is to be a little bit more consistent with Captain Coffee. I want to take Peak to a different level. I have a number of clients that I want to achieve, but they're not, it's nothing drastic. It's not 100 clients. Like, no. Because then if you set too drastic of goals, then it's just a mountain. It's just this big looming dark failure mountain in front of you, which I'm not opposed to failure, but then it just gets frustrating. Like we're doing this challenge with Peak right now, which is going to be starting tomorrow. It's going to be, wait, no, not tomorrow. It's going to be starting on, let me check my calendar here. It's going to be starting on Monday. So when it starts on Monday, what we're doing is we are setting three goals that are obtainable goals that you want to add to your daily routine for 31 days. So for me, it's meditate for 10 minutes. It's going to be journaling for 10 minutes. And it's going to be doing mobility training for 10 to 15 minutes every day. Because those are three things that should be in my day-to-day routine that I'm not doing right now. So that's what I want to adopt in 2024. Is I want to add things to my daily routine that I know I should be doing, but I want to do it smart. I want to do it attainably, because if I set these drastic, mountainous goals, which are all, that's all, it's great that you're motivated like that. It's awesome. But most of the time that doesn't last, right? We set these goals and we're just like, shit, man, look at that mountain of like progress in front of me that I haven't even started yet. So let's start simple in 2024. Let's be simpler. Let's peel the onion back a little bit. Let's not try to impress anyone. Let's try to just get shit done. Let's start smart. Start smart. I like that. So 2024, we're doing a challenge to start the year. So on Monday, if you want to join, please send me a message. $10 drop-in fee. If you are not part of the Captain Coffee Discord, if you're part of the Captain Coffee Discord, it's $5. And if you are part of the Peak program, you are paying $0. So the Peak program is something that I am also really going to push 2024. I had a really wonderful conversation with an old family member of mine who I don't talk too much anymore, but he was in town and we met up because this is my season of yes. And we met up and it was nice. And he was asking, you know, tell me about, you know, what are you doing for work? How's work going? I see you got Captain Coffee. I see you've got Peak. Where's your heart really at? And my heart is absolutely in Peak. I love Captain Coffee. Don't get me wrong. Like, I love it. It is an opportunity for me to meet fabulous people that I have met through Captain Coffee for the last 3 years. I will always have Captain Coffee, but Peak is where my heart's at, helping people have a healthier relationship with health, movement, exercise, sleep. All of that is where my heart's at. So that's what I'm going to push in 2024, because it's where my heart's at. You're going to see me talking a lot more about health on the podcasts. You're going to see me diving more into my philosophies and research articles that I've been reading and really interesting myths that people think that are true. Like, how much protein can you really sit and digest in one sitting? Oh, it's 30 grams. Bull. Not true. It's just not. You know, what are some cheat habits to, or some cheats to get us into a better sleep mindset before bed? You know, things like that. Just, I want to help you have a better relationship with sleep or with health. And Peak program is going well. I'm getting a lot of good feedback from people. We're gonna, you know, try to ramp it up a little bit more when it comes to nutrition talk, but nutrition and exercise are really the main big things of Peak right now. And I want to help people understand sleep as well. So 2024 is going to be a big year. I'm excited for it. It's going to be a big year of growth when it comes to Peak and Captain Coffee and myself mentally. And it's going to be good. It's going to be good. But I do want to help people have a positive relationship with goals and setting the realistic goals. So that's why I wanted to start this program, that this little tradition, not tradition, this new little challenge we're doing. So it's 3 personalized goals. It's things that you want to add to your daily routine that should be. So what I've told people is, like, let's say you're only averaging 3,000 to 4,000 steps a day, and you're going to do this challenge. And you're like, I'm going to do 10,000 steps. That's a bit much. That's a huge jump that maybe right now in your day to day, you can't do because maybe you're at work or you commute 1.5 hours there and back each day. So maybe it's little things like saying, okay, instead of 10,000 steps, I'm going to do 6,000 steps. Because then what you do is like, wow, I'm getting 6,000 steps. Maybe I can do 6,500. And then you see, oh, all I need is another 500 steps to get to 7,000 every day. Easy. I'll go on another 2-minute walk after I'm done eating, you know, something like that. So obtainable goals, obtainable challenges, you know. I'm going to, instead of drinking 40 ounces of water, I'm going to drink 1 gallon. That's a huge amount of water intake that you're probably not used to. So I would say, maybe say, all right, I'm going to double it. I'm going to go from 40 ounces of water a day to 80 ounces of water a day, like that. Or I'm literally getting zero movement in my day-to-day life. I just want to focus on 30 minutes of movement. I don't care what it is. It could be a walk. It could be dancing. It could be rolling around on the ground. It could be kickboxing. It could be in the gym. It could be on a treadmill. Whatever it is, it's 30 minutes of movement. I love that. I wouldn't say do 1 hour. If you're going from 0 to 100, don't do that. That's not sustainable. What are sustainable habits we're looking to add in 2024? My habits, like I said, I need to do more mobility training. I'm feeling myself getting tight. My range of motion is getting restrictive. I want to be able to move flexibly. You know, my boys are very flexible kids, and they're little superheroes, man. And we got them some really cool stuff for Christmas that's really going to help them be able to move more like athletes and shit like that. So I'm very excited about it, and they're pumped about it. And something that I want to do is I want to keep up with them. You know, I want to keep up. I don't want to fall behind. And mobility is one of those ways that you can fall behind. So that's big for me. And then meditation, like I've said, I was doing meditation last year for a good bit, and my mind was so clear. It's one of those things where I'm just like, ew, I just don't want to do it. I don't want to sit in silence for 10 minutes. But it's those things that we don't want to do that we need to do. And the beautiful thing about meditation is you can do it in any form. Like, there's no wrong or right, really wrong or right way to do it. There's this app that I use. There's a bunch of singles. There's a bunch of programs. There's a bunch of just like breathing techniques. So meditation for me is huge. And journaling. I might not be able to do 10 minutes, but anywhere between 5 to 10 minutes of journaling while I sit down, no phone, no distractions, and I just write what's in my thoughts. There's a lot of good research that Dr. Huberman's doing about writing down your daily goals that you want to achieve and things that you want to do and things you're thankful for, writing them down. It's more of an effort, so you're more attentive to what you are writing, so it has more of a imprint on your mind throughout the day. So those are 3 things that are super easy to add to my daily routine that's going to maybe take up 30 minutes of my day, that I can do those things at random times throughout my day when I'm watching TV or in my morning routine when I'm drinking my coffee or when I'm driving or when I'm at the gym. I just, instead of doing an extra 10 minutes of cardio, do an extra 10 minutes of mobility, you know, whatever it may be. What are simple, effective ways for you to add habits that you want to see in your day-to-day life into your routine? Simple, simple habits. That's all it is. And that's the goal of 2024. Simplicity. Simplicity. And a lot of people don't want to hear this, and that's okay. I'm here for it. I'm here for these conversations. Most of the time, the simplest things are the things we need the most when it comes to our health. It's not these fancy diets. It's not these fancy workout routines. It's the simple lifts. It's the simple foods. It's the simple things. It's just the simple stuff. That's what has the biggest longing lasting effect in our life, is the simple things. So that is what I want to try to replicate in 2024, is focusing on the simple things of life. Looking at the sunrise and being like, damn, that's beautiful. Looking at our ability to be able to fall asleep, wake up. Our ability to be able to run and our hearts not explode. Our abilities to drink coffee and enjoy the flavors and the aromas. Are, you know, you walk outside and you just hear a certain bird that reminds you of your childhood, and you just have all of these childhood memories flush back into your mind. There's so much that's out there that we're ignoring because we're being distracted by all the noise that's on our phones, and we get distracted and the stress of life. And it's just nice to know that if we just peel it back, we simplify the process, we can see so much more from a different perspective. And that's what I want to try to achieve in 2024. I don't have these big lofty goals. It's not me. Not a fan of those. I used to be. And sometimes it's good to set these big bars for yourself. Now, I'm that way when it comes to exercise, because there is something for me that is rejuvenating, that's refreshing about me getting in the gym and absolutely obliterating myself with a tough workout. I love that. But I can't do that all the time. It's not sustainable. So I do it maybe once or twice a week. I don't want to do things every single day that's not sustainable. I want you to live a sustainable life, and I want you to as well. So if you want to join in on this this peak challenge, please let me know. We would love for you to join. We have a group going right now on our Instagram, and we'll add you in. And it's just another opportunity for you to communicate with people and build relationships and build rapport and be, you know, not be held accountable, but to have someone to know, guys, I am struggling getting my extra 1,000 steps in. What are you guys doing? Or, man, I literally just don't have the desire to wake up this morning and get to the gym. What are you guys doing? What's your motivation? What's your discipline routine? You know, it's just having accountability when it comes to, like, my buddy Eddie. I've talked about him 100 times. You all know who he is. He is my buddy. He is my man. He pushes me. He holds me to a standard that I want and that I love. So, you know, it's important to have those people in your life. It's important to have that. So if you want to join, please do. It's something that I would love for you to do, to set, not easy. They're not supposed to be easy. It's supposed to be a challenge, but it's supposed to be obtainable. Because once you get one success, you're like, I'm like continuously hitting my goals right now. I like this. This is nice. This is a good feeling. Like I said, I'm hitting 6K steps pretty easily. I could get 6.5. And then you start to get a little bit more ambitious. You have to get a little more confident. You start to feel a little more pep in your step. You start to feel that fire in you. That's what we want. That's what we want. So if you want to join, we'd love for you to join. We have a great group of people already doing it. I'm very excited for this challenge that we're doing to set 2024 in a positive manner. We're setting the road. We're building the pathway to a simple yet powerful 2024. One of the most simple exercises you can do. There's four of them. So I'm going to give you my little keys to success here. Are you ready? I'm going to give you keys to success in the gym. These are the most effective exercises. You ready? I'm going to blow your mind here. Squat. A deadlift. A pull-up. And a push-up. You do those four exercises throughout your entire week and you push it, you're guaranteed to feel better, move better, and look better. They're simple. There's none of this fancy shit where in your push-up, you're doing a push-up and you're going to jump to your feet and you're going to do two kickboxing front kicks to a back kick to two uppercuts to a left hook to a burpee that's into a roll into a one-arm push-up to a one-legged jumping jack. We ain't doing that shit. Too complicated. I'm not going to have you be doing, you know, burpee RDLs. No. Simplify the process. All of this fancy shit you've been doing your whole life, or doing all these fancy diets and all these fancy different routines, has it worked for you so far? Probably not. So let's focus on simplicity. Let's start there. Let's start with the simple stuff. So that's my goal for you and me in 2024. I love you all. Thank you so much for allowing me to be your capitan. It is always an honor. It's always a pleasure. Very excited for the future of Captain Coffee. We got a lot of good things in the works. Obviously, you know, life happens and sometimes I get behind on shit. It happens. That's my goal in 2024 is to simplify the process. How can I simplify it? I don't know yet. I'm going to look into it, but I love you guys. Thank you for everything. Hope you guys enjoy. Hope you guys have a wonderful New Year's Day and New Year's Eve. Hope you all had a wonderful, magical Christmas. Thank you all for the wonderful messages. And as always, may the brew be with you. So here's to